With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ringworm?
The birthmark thing, I feel like, might be the most true thing.
Yeah.
That it's a birthmark in the hair,
yeah.
in the hairline.
Yeah,
it's really like one of these. It's one of the great debates of American
and
society.
And I can tell, by the way, you'd never spend more than a minute on it.
I wonder if it has.
I thought it was a Baltimore. I thought it was a Baltimore. Like the thing on Maurice Spates' head.
What happens with these kind
Most
of things?
Spates head.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Maurice Spates.
Yeah, you don't remember that thing on his head?
What was on Maurice Spates' head?
Man, he has something on his head, bro.
Like a mole or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all act like Mo Spates' head was bald. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What are y'all talking about with hair? Mo Spates said, yes, he had a wart or a mole.
That thing was massive.
Man, stop acting like you ain't somewhat familiar with that.
He should have gotten that
Yours
removed.
Was much smaller. Yeah, you're mad at him. Why are you doing so much projecting
Look
today?
Look at that, bro.
You mad at the world today.
No, Mo Spates' pictures now. Great.
So that the mole on, okay, John Martin had a mole up there that he had, but the one Spates had bothered you.
That thing is literally the size of Rhode Island, bro. Like to scale, it's Rhode Island. Absolutely. Especially because he was, you know, I had hair to cover mine up. He did not. Mm-hmm. That should have gotten removed. That's just my opinion.
Well, Rashid, if you're listening, we don't know what it is. Your boys always thought it was a great spot. If it's something else, we can find out this weekend out at Bartlett High School, I believe.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to go, other than just to see if, you know, he may be wearing a hat.
No,
so
he never covered it up.
No, he didn't. But
not ashamed. I was ashamed of mine. Okay, I'd wear a hat in the bed. I'm dating Faith. She's like, "What's this fool doing wearing a hat coming to bed?" Because I had the mange, and praise God, I was delivered from it.
Right.
That is not alopecia areata. Okay.
How did you get over it, Jason? What fixed it?
Steroids.
Steroids. Interesting.
Anabolic?
No, fool. Dr. Friedman, thank God for it. The Memphis Dermatology. I'll never forget her.
Shout out to Dr. Friedman.
She saved my life.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what was happening. Can be caused by stress.
Yeah.
Some people have it forever. I've explained this to John. Charlie Villanueva.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Never got it back.
He never had eyebrows.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If it'll go down to your eyebrows, it'll affect your whole. The kid at Tennessee used to be the quarterback.
Yeah. Dobbs.
Dobbs.
Yeah.
Dobbs. There's many cases. You see him and you don't know what you're seeing. But for me, it was a deal where it can be gone forever. She put the steroids in me. The hair started
good
growing
for you.
Back.
That's great.
Oh, I'd say my Antonio Barden had this.
You got good hair.
It's a success story. It really is.
Yeah.
She saved my life.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's
and
like
her
a,
and God.
It's like because
I prayed. Let me tell you what I prayed. And I wasn't even. I wasn't.
It really
even
affected
there.
You, honestly. Oh, like it was something. You know.
Are you kidding me? Yes, yeah. It absolutely affected me.
It affects him to this day.
At the time, you were thinking, yeah, I'm a prep sports writer that's coming. I'm coming to every event in a hat.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm trying to date a woman. Okay.
Yeah.
It's late night. I still got the hat on. She's like, "What the hell is wrong with this dude?"
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's scary. I'm glad it got fixed, man.
Dude, my friends were talking bad about me behind my back. You find out who's really your friend when you find out who your real friends are when you got alopecia areata. Let me tell you that right now.
Wow.
Okay.
This is an issue that a lot of our listeners cannot relate to. I will say
no,
that.
No, what I'm telling you is there's more out there. You don't need to say that because there's more out there than you think that are relating to everything I say right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Just because you haven't been through it and you love to take a shower a day and everybody else that doesn't is beneath you and dirty.
I get my moles removed.
Right? Some people have issues like this, John.
Well,
okay, and they're worth talking about, and they can relate to them.
Let me ask you this,
dude. I thought how am I going to attract a wife? right? Hey,
absolutely.
If this is me for the rest.
Yeah.
Because, again.
How will you start a family?
I wasn't going to be like Rashid to where I'll still wear the afro. I had to cut it all the way down. Mm. And I don't have the type of head that's cool with the low haircut that can take a bald head. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That's
like Battier.
It's tough to pull off.
Some folks don't have, can't do that. Can't pull it off as well. Because they got the wrinkles up there.
Can white people have alopecia?
Absolutely you can.
Okay. Yeah.
There are absolutely cases of white folks having it.
All right. Do you know any off the top of your head?
No.
Okay. Because that's like male pattern baldness.
You can, as fast as you are on a computer, you can look up white people having alopecia. This is not just a black thing. Well, plenty of white folks have alopecia areata. Some get their hair back. Some start without it, don't ever get it. Some don't. Mine started as a little smooth patch in my beard.
Yeah.
Right, and it's like, what? Wait a minute! I used to have hair there.
There are racial disparities.
Now I feel like I'm seven.
Which we did. We knew that, right? I mean, it is more common among African Americans.
Well, just all the guys we named were black. But again, that's who I related to. Those are, I found out other people. I believe, and it's been rumored, LL Cool J.
Oh.
Who, if you notice, has always been bald for a while.
Yeah.
Some have told me that he at one time had alopecia areata. Have not been able to confirm.
Okay.
And stress can also be
can
part
lead
of that.
To it. Yes, or it can be hereditary. Okay. Many different things. Brad, just know, I think you've made it through. You're going to be safe.
Good.
I can tell how concerned you are.
Now I'm losing the hair now, but it happens. I'm fine with it.
That's more natural.
Yeah.
Natural causes. What's happening on top of your head right now.
You got that right.
Okay. Don't worry. I got the same thing happening, brother.
Well, and John,
thinning up.
You did have a mole on your head that you played with incessantly
for years.
Right.
And once you got that removed, you stopped playing with your head as much.
That's right. It was like a real burden for me.
That's why I have a real problem with you looking down on most fates the way you do.
Well, no,
because you should
mine
be able
at
to
least
relate.
Was, mine was obscured. Like you couldn't. I mean, unless you were like literally like looking up, aerially, you would
aerial
not be able
view,
to see
right.
it. And Mo had no hair to cover it up. You know, so it was just like it was blatantly out there. And I thought that's just, come on, man. Like, that's just not a good look. It's not a good look. You know, your mole's out there. You got hairs growing out of it. It's just get it taken care of.
No.
Doesn't cost much. It's a very simple procedure.
See, you're
just
the
get
type
thing
of,
cut off.
You're the type of person that would say, Michael Strahan, you got all the money, so fix the teeth.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
no,
he did.
No, that was a faux. That was a fake
man,
picture,
and that's
John.
Who they got you.
Well,
they got people like you that said, well, there is no reason
that's
out
his
here.
Trademark.
That's
John?
His trademark.
Right, well.
He believed, yeah, go. He look at his fingers.
It'd
he's going
like
to look
Fizz without
to try
the glasses,
to prove
bro.
It was fake, bro. Michael Strahan up, but you the type of person that said, man, he's just straighten out
fix
right,
it.
Right?
Yes.
Take a shower and fix your teeth.
How dare you have a gap in your teeth?
And cut that mole off your body. Have some respect for yourself.
You look dreadful.
What's gotten into you, man? You okay?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, Spates. Know that he never liked the mole.
Anyway, it was an April Fool's joke for Strahan.
Yes.
I saw
well,
it.
Well, they got you.
Yeah,
they got you. Hook, line.
I didn't follow up.
We saw.
I did not
we
follow
see.
Up.
We see.
Yep.
All right, we will come back. We will talk to Jordan Mincy at 125, get his thoughts on his new job there at Jacksonville State and more. Jason and John, 90.3 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
After the year we've had, there's no doubt this should be the best Mother's Day ever. What she needs and often secretly wants is time for her to relax, be pampered, and be treated like the hero she is. Facials, massages, stretch sessions, and more. Turn her aw thank you into ah thank you. With the gift of Massage Envy. Visit any location in Collierville, Cordova, Germantown, or Midtown, and our staff will help you pick out the perfect treatment for your mom. Or call 290-2234.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. If you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, 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 and you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. memphisbbqco.com.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer,
warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing.
We're running. Every day at this time, we run right on into the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Grizzlies. Ja Morant looked like a top five point guard in this league last night with 37-10, helping the Grizzlies hold off the Minnesota Timberwolves. 139-135 last night. Was a great game, especially down the stretch. Both teams going blow for blow there. Anthony Edwards, we didn't talk much about him in the first hour, but he's worth talking about what he did last night. 42 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Thing that jumped out to me besides the points and how efficient this young man is. 8 of 9 from 3 last night, and he doesn't – you know, he had sort of the reputation, and some of it earned, of a shot jacker in high school. I mean, he's high school and college over at Georgia as well, and could shoot you right out of a game as well. And he has just been playing so much better here down the stretch for that Minnesota team, coming into his own maybe earlier than we thought. A lot of people didn't want Anthony Edwards. I remember coming on here on a rundown and bringing it up. Hey, John, the guy grew up wanting to be a football player. Right? Said was talking about what he would be in the NFL and how he's not so motivated to be this great bat. And we was like, this should be concerning about Anthony Edwards and his drive and how much he really wants greatness. Well, I think he's proven it on the floor that he's going to be just fine. And I would say it looks to me like he's trying to prove that he is the rookie of the year with LaMelo coming back. That's a whole nother conversation, maybe one worth having.
Yeah.
We have to look at how many games LaMelo has played, because before the injury, LaMelo was going to get rookie of the year.
No doubt.
He was well on his way to it. Still, this one feels like it could come down to the wire. Back to the Grizzlies, we mentioned Ja Morant, who was absolutely fantastic, mentioned that step-back jumper he had on Karl Anthony Towns. I believe that was with 3:06 left, put him up. That one was huge. Desmond Bain was absolutely huge for Memphis, had 22 points, I believe it was, and was fantastic off the bench, hit some key three-pointers late. Kyle, can't leave out, slow-mo, had 20 points as well. He's playing well. And those that have made the point that he's giving you what you hope to be getting from Justice Winslow are absolutely right. Kyle's playing a high level. I still think whether it's at the three, you know, you move, shift him to the three, or he's doing it off the bench, you want to get Jaren Jackson back in there some kind of way. That's going to be an adjustment for Kyle once it happens. For Ja Morant, that was his fifth 30-point 10-assist effort this year, so a fantastic performance by him. More importantly, puts you back ahead of Golden State by half a game with 7 left to play, and sets you up for a chance to take both games of a back-to-back. You're back at it tonight at 7. You can hear the game against the Detroit Pistons right here on 92.9 FM ESPN at 7 o'clock. Pre-game is at 6:30. Memphis is a 9-point favorite tonight against a Detroit team that basically is playing all of its young guys.
Yeah.
Got a ton of guys out, including Grant. He's not playing. But, again, we've seen this before where you look at a team like this, you say, well, they don't have all their guys, Clippers.
Exactly.
Orlando Magic, we're playing a bunch of young guys. We've seen the Grizzlies go into these situations before and trip up. And, again, you're on the second night of a back-to-back. So certainly capable of that. But like we said, your half game against Golden State, you're trying to hold them off. The way you do that is by beating teams that you're favored by 9 against. I would hope that the Grizzlies can do what they were unable to do against Orlando and win both of these on a back-to-back.
Well, I will say the difference between the Magic and the Pistons tonight is that the Pistons don't have RJ Hampton. That's a major difference.
Or Cole Anthony.
RJ Hampton had his second consecutive double-double last night. He's going to be a good one. He's going to be a good one. So there's no real shame in dropping that one to the Magic when RJ Hampton's on a tear like that.
There's plenty of shame in losing that one.
But no, look, I mean, it's yet again, I mean, this is a game that the Grizzlies have to win. They have to win against the Pistons. They had to win last night. They did. Because again, you're trying to put yourself in the best position. I don't know what the best position is, though. That is sort of the thing. Like, there's a lot left to be determined. You know, so we can say that you want to be eight. Do you want to be eight?
Yes.
You know?
Yes, you want to win one and you're into the playoffs. That's
right.
What you want.
Right.
Seven is gone. Eight is much better than 9 and 10 where you have to win two.
It's true. I mean, it's
a double elimination if you're eight.
But it depends on how it shakes out. Like, you might have the same likelihood, right? Like, it may be equally tough to win one as it is two if the Lakers fell down and the Warriors were nine. I mean, it just depends on how it shakes out. It could be very tough no matter what for the Grizzlies.
Well, either way, the easier thing to do is going to be to win one game as opposed to having to win two.
Yeah.
So that's why it's worth holding on to this eight. The crazy part of this story, I'm telling you right now, is Steph Curry and how much he wants this. Because most teams, it feels like in their situation, that could be as complete as they could next year once you get Klay back. And listen, that's no promise. It's going to be a while. Could extend into next season. But their best shot comes next year. And possibly with another good pick, the fact that he wants this, it's both it's a blessing and a curse. Because you hate it, because if he'd ease up, sort of like the Spurs have fallen off here, you'd feel a lot better about your chances. The fact is they got six games at home, but he's not. And that's the blessing part of it, is it's good for the league when you got Steph Curry caring this much and could be setting up was an absolute monster game on May 16th, the game before the play-in. Sorry, we're talking about with Ben. These games leading up to it have become more important just because of the play-in. To where you got Steph Curry, who literally their organization would be saying, ease up right now if this didn't exist, right? I mean, you would, in most cases, they're playing hard for it. So I think it's a great thing. I'm glad that Steph and guys like him aren't, you know, unlike Luka and LeBron, aren't bitching about it. I like the way he's playing down the stretch. I think it's been a good thing, albeit if it continues, he could be the one passing you up. I think it's a great thing for the league. It's exciting where the Grizzlies are at. And if it comes down, John and I looking at this, I mean, you need to go at least 4-3, it feels like, if you're the Grizzlies, to hold them off. With one of those four wins, frankly, ideally being over Golden State, which would give you the season series, I feel like you got a pretty good chance. And then Detroit, Toronto, New Orleans, Dallas, two with Sac, last one with Golden State. Man, this team's capable of getting four of those, because that's just playing one game over 500.
Right.
And that's essentially kind of what you've been all season long.
I mean, if you just are what you've been all year long, then absolutely. That'll happen.
I would love to count up, look at this the way we had, and Grizzlies, one of the easiest schedules the rest of the way, and say Detroit, Toronto, teams that are where they are in the standings, Sacramento, twice. That's four wins for you right there, Jason. Boom, done, it's over. But you know you can't do that with this team. Because, again, we've seen it time and time again where games we thought they – Orlando the second time around. The Clippers earlier this season when their entire starting lineup, it felt like, was out. We've seen the Grizzlies lose those games. And so it's the nature of it. It's still a young team, but that opportunity is still there. And I tell you what, things go a couple of different ways. That Ja Morant shot after Karl-Anthony Towns gave him the lead doesn't go in. Bane in hitting those threes. You're in a much different position today. Right now, you're on the inside track. You got the pole position. Hopefully, they can stay there with Golden State breathing down their neck.
Next story.
All right, as the saga turns in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers has been telling everybody who will listen that he does not want to or does not plan to or will not come back to Green Bay. John Kuhn, who was a former teammate of Aaron Rodgers, he adds a wrinkle to this. He made an appearance on CBS Sports Radio and said that Aaron is conflicted. Now he's conflicted. First it was he doesn't want to come back. Then it was he's not coming back. Now it's he's conflicted. And this is what John Kuhn said. He's conflicted because this man loves to play the game of football. This man loves to be a Green Bay Packer, and this man truly sees careers. He's watched friends leave. He watched Brett Favre's career toward the end. He's watched all these things play out in front of his eyes. He's taken notes throughout his career. He's seen some situations that didn't feel were done or finished the way they could or should have. He's just trying to take his earned destiny within his own hands. To that effect, I actually admire him because not many players in the NFL have that opportunity. So now The word on the street is that he's conflicted. But I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how conflicted he sounds based on what John Kuhn said. I mean, I feel like he does not – the only conflict is, will they trade him? That's the only conflict at this point is it, who's going to blink first? You know, is it going to come down to Aaron actually having to – and I think that is the question. Is like, is he willing – how far is Aaron willing to take?
Carson already did this, so and Carson didn't have Jeopardy sitting there to do in the downtime.
That is true.
He did. I mean, Aaron's got all kinds of advantage and the precedence there.
He does have leverage. He just needs his.
The difference is Aaron's. You know, Carson had only so many years left. But Aaron's feel like they could be more elite. You know what I'm saying? Like each year is more valuable than the rest of Carson's years were when he retires. To get out of the deal, right? And that's the difference.
And also, too, like Carson was going back to a mediocre team.
Right. Every year that you have Aaron Rodgers, you're a contender just about. And certainly that Green Bay team, if he was on Denver, it would be a contender.
Yep.
Put it that way. They ain't the favorite in the AFC yet, but they would be a contender. So every year without Aaron Rodgers is more valuable.
I do think, look.
Every Aaron Rodgers year is more valuable.
I do believe that if, you know, look, I don't really understand.
He says he's going to play till 43.
I mean,
so he says.
I do understand because you're not happy with your weapons, right? You're not happy with what's around you. But there are lots of people and lots of jobs who are not happy with what they have. You know, you just make you do the best with what you got, and you were very close. You know, you're not coming off of a deal here where you were eliminated in the wild card round. I mean, you were in the championship game.
You weren't even blown out against Tampa Bay. You could have won the game instead of settling for field goals.
Yeah, I mean, you took care of the Rams. You certainly had your chances against the Bucs.
Let me tell you, they didn't sell for field goals because of a lack of weapons.
Yeah. I mean, I
one of them is because Aaron Rodgers didn't run.
Yeah, but, I mean, the reason why Aaron Rodgers had an MVP-caliber season and won the MVP awards is because he's awesome, not because his weapons are awesome.
So why would I need to go out and draft first-round receivers if I keep doing that and getting them in the second round?
Well, because he—
What's the point?
Well, because he wants you to.
Let me explain something to y'all for somebody that's watched Green Bay very closely over the years. Green Bay's problem with Brett, with Aaron, ain't ever been offense. They've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. What do they look like going out and loading up on offense so they can go out there and score 90 and they can never stop anybody? Where they've needed to get more physical and have here the last couple of years, and more than anything else, that's helped them too, the ability to get stops. Defense has been their issue. And so that's what I tell you, drafting 9 out of 10 the last year's first round, that's where they needed to draft, quite frankly. They haven't been able to stop folks when they need it, and that, more than anything else, has cost them the chance to have more Super Bowls. It's a big old secret here that nobody wants. No, it's not offense that's kept Green Bay from winning more Super Bowls. You've had back-to-back Hall of Famers. It's their defense. When they stop people to go with what's always been a good offense because you got a Hall of Fame quarterback, that's when they can be elite. And that's what they need to be spending first-round draft picks on, quite frankly. Like, it's real easy to look at it and say, well, all they got is Devontae Adams and a bunch of free agent acquisitions that, yes, because of his greatness, he turned into decent receivers. They're scoring enough points every time. And they were, you know, a couple of conversions by Aaron Rodgers away from beating Tampa Bay last year and getting right back there again. This is 1 year removed from being there against San Francisco. So I just don't get it with this whole they need to outscore people by 80, but they're not going to stop anybody. Their problem has been defense for years.
I just feel like if your franchise quarterback wants one more receiver, you should just get it to him. You should just give him what he wants. That's all I'm saying. I just feel like if your franchise QB, and look, I don't think it's just about this.
Exactly.
It's not
Aaron Rodgers ain't saying go draft one in the first round. I need another Devontae Adams on the other side.
He clearly does, but
had an MVP season without him. And so the fix is to go get him another first round receiver. Which they've never done, by the way. They get Jordy, Devontae, Greg Jennings all in the second round. They should change the way they do business. Because, like I tell y'all, it's more than about just Aaron Rodgers. Like, that time is coming. I know it doesn't look like it right now. He could play for another 5 years for him, maybe have him in the Super Bowl. But that time is coming, and Green Bay's got to plan for after it. I'm not at the point with Terry Bradshaw. I'm calling this guy weak because he is a gamer. There ain't a weak part about him. But come on, it's the second straight year. You're whining. So you're coming off an MVP season.
I do think what gives your argument a little bit more credibility is the team they won the Super Bowl with in 2010. Now, that was a long time ago. The league was different. But if you go back and you look at that roster, their running back, any guesses?
When?
And when they won the Super Bowl.
No.
Brandon Jackson.
Yeah, our man from Horn Lake, local.
He
went to Nebraska.
He had 700 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
Their receivers, Donald Driver, who was 35 years old, had 50 catches for 560 yards, and Greg Jennings. Tight end, Donald
Greg Lee. Jennings, second-round pick, by the way, who was fantastic.
But that was it. And then if you look at their defense, they had B.J. Raji, who had 6.5 sacks. They had Clay Matthews in his prime, 13.5 sacks. They had A.J. Hawk. They had Charles Woodson. They had Tremont Williams. They were absolutely loaded defensively that season. And they had some other guys as well. So, you know, I do think that that gives you a little bit more sort of ammunition when that was the roster that won the Super Bowl. I think objectively you compare that offense in 2010 to this offense in 2021. This offense is so much better than that. Because Devontae Adams is better than Donald Driver and Greg Jennings.
He's got the best receiver in the league, arguably.
Robert Tonyan is better than Aaron deserves credit for sort of making some of these weapons
into what they are. Hall of Famer.
But Aaron Jones is a huge upgrade over Brandon Jackson, right? He's a really, really good running back. Well, at certain points of the season, led the NFL in rushing. But I think you got an unhappy quarterback. You got to do what you can to make him happy. Maybe we have reached the point of no return with that.
I think it's just some of that sort of recency bias. You see Tom getting what he wants down there on a team that's ready-made.
Well, there's no doubt that's part of it.
You see him getting that, and that's what you feel like you got to have. Or every Hall of Famer.
Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown and Rojo.
Or every Hall of Famer should have, and that's what you feel like you should. But the situation, you know, it's not typically like that.
Well, and Tom did it with less for a long time, too, for a long time.
And I'm telling you right now, there's Green Bay fans everywhere that realize, again, when they've been at their best, it's been with a defense that could get stops. That's always been – when you've had back-to-back Hall of Famers at quarterback, right, offense ain't been your issue. You can just tell by the accomplishments. And so I got no fault. Yes, should he have more weapons than he does? Sure, but this argument that they got to be first rounders when Green Bay's done nothing but had success drafting receivers in the second round is ridiculous. Like weapons didn't keep them from reaching their ultimate goal last year. It was not getting not converting on a third and 11.
Right.
And that goes back to Aaron Rodgers, who tried to force it to Devontae Adams.
Now, I will say this.
Instead of running, could have run for a touchdown.
Green Bay's defense now is pretty freaking good.
So they've built it up.
And they got Kenny Clark. They've got Rashawn Gary. They've got Jair Alexander.
What won it for Tampa Bay in the end?
Their ability
to get stops.
Yes.
Like, that's what it eventually came down to. Even with all those weapons on the other side of the ball, that's what it eventually came down to was could they get stops.
Yep.
And look, they had some advantages. KC's offensive line was banged up.
Yep.
Mahomes wasn't 100%, but it was a Tampa Bay defense that at times had struggled during the regular season last year. Coming together at the end of the season, the young kid flying off from LSU, Devin White, flying all over the damn field is really the reason they got them through. You complement that with Tom Brady and the monster off, that's when you get through and that's when you win. It's been when Green Bay's most balanced that they've been at their best.
Well, I
don't fault them for trying to fix a defense that's been broken.
I think like in any
better of late.
In any marital dispute, right, there's plenty of blame to go around. I don't think the Green Bay front office is free of blame. I don't think Aaron is free of blame for this becoming as public as it has become. I don't know how it ends. I think that's
You don't think Aaron's to blame? Like, he's not the one that's leaked all these stories?
Well, Adam Schefter told Dan Patrick today that it did not come from
him. Yeah, he's been the one patting it down the entire time after it started. He's the one said, this is just a coincidence that this came out on draft day after I was given the news. Man, please, stop.
Well, that's what he said.
Aaron Rodgers.
He said it was an accumulation of information.
He said the story had been there forever, just bubbling under the surface, and it just so happened to come out on draft day. But Aaron didn't want this. He didn't want, and all you're hearing now is dudes who Aaron's having text conversations with and talks with saying, I don't think he's coming back. If you wanted to shut it down, stop with the texting and all that. You tell Brett, hey, man, I need you not run your mouth and go on radio about it. You know Brett's going to go do that after you talk about it. Like, he's orchestrating this himself.
Right.
He's absolutely doing that. And he's getting Shefty now to try to pat it down and say, oh, but Aaron doesn't want to be in the headlines. Man, give me a break. You released this thing on draft day.
Well, my hope – well, and then they draft a corner in the first round, you know? So that's the thing.
Yeah, they hit back.
So
I'm starting to root for Gutekunst.
Well, we know you're rooting for Gutekunst. That is clear.
Man, go get a haul for this man. Just go get a haul from him.
You still
for him.
You,
from Denver, you're going to get a haul. You're going to get three first-rounders for this dude. We got two for a bum, Jay Cutler. We gave two for a bum,
because look,
Jay Cutler.
Here's the deal. If they trade Aaron Rodgers,
You just scared. That's why you want it done, because you don't want him in Denver, which is where he's going.
He's either in your division or mine. Keep his ass in your division, because he knows.
You really think he's going to go back there and everything's just going to be fine?
Green Bay?
After all this mess?
I doubt it.
Right. He'd look like a real sucker doing this for two straight years.
But Brett Favre retired and unretired. To them. He looks stupid.
Oh,
you know?
Man, I'm just saying, he would look like a real sucker if he went back now. And you hate him, and you've been calling Goose Jerry Krause, and that's out there.
So this
look
never
like
happened.
A sucker just
and this never
up.
Happened where an athlete voiced his discontent and went back to his original team.
Two straight years? MVP?
I mean, when you're the GOAT, one of the
a
best.
A dude who doesn't talk to his family anymore? Like,
what the hell's that got to do with it?
What'd be like John, walking like you talking.
12, man. 12. But that's the latest in the Aaron. We're going to probably have an update for you every single day.
Man, I hope so.
Somebody get Donald Driver on the phone. What's he have to say about all this?
Donald Driver tell you he gone.
Yeah, you're gonna get
Devontae said better appreciate what you got when you have it.
You're gonna get like the dude that washed the laundry.
I got too many Green Bay fans telling me we need defense.
Well, they got
offense
defense.
Ain't been the problem,
they
ladies and gentlemen.
They got defense.
I think Green Bay fans start getting a little frustrated with this man trying to bend them over all the time.
Well, that's definitely true. That's definitely true.
I got another one.
They know he's leaving. They know it's over.
Good.
And so they're just trying to cope. They're just trying to deal with it.
I can't wait till June when they can trade him and let's see what happens.
So, anyway, that's the latest.
It'll be just excitement everywhere.
That's the latest in the land of Aaron Rodgers.
Next story.
Bobby McCain.
Damn.
Great DB out of Memphis. Fifth-round pick. It's 2015 when they drafted him. Feels like he's been in the league forever.
Yep.
And he's only 27 years old. That's what amazed me about this. It feels like Bobby McCain's been gone from Memphis forever. That's what we were DBU, partly a big part because of Bobby McCain. When it came to sending defensive backs from Memphis to the NFL, becomes a free agent because he got cut by Miami. It's a money cut. Bears had one of these with Kyle Fuller, a guy who's playing some great football right now over at corner for the Bears. Had to cut him because of that salary and because of where the salary cap is now. We know why it was coming down this year. Now, it's going to go back up eventually, but cuts a lot of veterans out there that were making good salaries. Veterans that were playing good football being cut. Bobby McCain was pretty much doing that for the most part. Had been playing at a high level. Had intercepted 7 passes, I think, over his career, recorded 4 sacks, 1 forced fumble, had been good for them, and one of their highest-paid players, started 15 of 16 games for him in 2020, so had been durable as well. He's getting released from a 4-year contract that was set to last through 2022, was making $27 million over 4 years with over $13 million guaranteed, 10.7 of which he's already got. He got it signing. So he got paid. He's not going to get all of it. But he's from Alabama. I'd forgotten that, too. Out of Alabama before he came to the University of Memphis. Recorded 11 of his 12 career interceptions in college over his final 2 seasons. Was an absolute stud here. And I suspect that at 27 years old and a bunch of treads still on that tire, somebody's going to pick him up quickly.
100%.
Just like Denver and Vic Fangio moved quick to pick up Kyle Fuller and sign him to a 1-year. They got a lot better real fast on a great contract for them. I imagine somebody's going to do the exact same thing with Bobby McCain.
Yeah, I believe he was one of Larry's, if I'm not mistaken, one of Larry's.
I believe you could be correct in that timeline.
Big time.
Because it's 2015, he got drafted.
So that's 2011. Oh, yeah, he was a Larry Porter recruit.
Larry could get that talent, couldn't he, John?
Bring him back. That's what I've always said. I've always said bring Larry back.
Didn't nobody even say that.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to give
all
him.
All I said
I know
was
that
he
was
could
the
bring
next
in,
part
couldn't
of the. I know there was a
and
next
Fuente,
part of the segment.
Fuente took some of that talent. What'd he do with it?
He made it better.
Okay,
right?
But it's a lot of Porter talent on, wasn't it?
Yeah, but Larry
you
Porter
never,
had,
you Larry, never give Larry a dime of credit. You won't
man,
even get that.
Because he was one of the worst ever. He was one of the worst coaches ever in history. Not just at Memphis, in history of the entire sport.
I don't. Dude, their first play, they jumped offside.
Exactly.
Wasn't it first 2? Might have been.
Yeah, folks had
folks have added to that narrative just to try to make Porter look worse than he is. So I will give you that. But what you have got to give me is that man recruited quite a few players that Justin Fuente benefited from. Give me that.
Yes.
Give me that.
He recruited talent with which he could do nothing.
Including guys like Bobby McCain, apparently.
Larry,
as you know.
If Larry Porter would have gotten a 3rd year.
It just wasn't his thing, man. Head coach wasn't his thing.
Right.
But
so,
his strength was recruiting. His strength was identifying talent.
My whole thing was, okay,
Some guys aren't great head coaches.
I know, but who could not see that coming, man?
Oh, it's RC. It was the wrong move. Like, it was
too painful. It's painful.
You know, we don't have to go back on. We get that it was the wrong move.
Well, we have not talked enough about it.
At that time, he's one of the highest level assistants, right, in terms of getting talent for everybody else.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You figure, okay, you're bringing him home. Right. You got some excitement. I remember all the former Tiger football players who came back during the announcement.
They were all his teammates.
In many ways, again, it wasn't like having a guy who could have gone to the Hall of Fame come back and coach program Penny Hardaway, but it was some of the same feels. You were bringing back one of your own.
Well, because I know you brought up Bobby McCain to say that Larry should still be the coach.
I brought up Bobby McCain not to say that Larry Porter should still be the coach. I like what's happened at Memphis with the coaching hires. I brought it up to say that we are no longer DBU. We are RBU.
By the way, do you know?
Because now we produce running backs more so than NFL DBs.
Do you remember? Go back in time.
And will TJ be Memphis or will he be TCU?
If he makes it.
Now, he's kind of regressive.
He'll be TCU.
Bit, right?
That's where he could be coming out of.
We are now RBU.
Dang.
And particularly with Gainwell having just gone the draft again.
Now, while we're on the subject of Larry
Pollard,
Porter.
Gibson.
Let me ask you this. Do you remember who he was up for the job against?
I don't.
Jerry Gray. Who is
that
now.
That name rings all the bells.
Who is what, now.
Where is he now?
The DB coach.
Stop.
For the Green Bay Packers.
He just got a corner in the first round.
Yes, he did.
Who they reached on.
Yes, he did. Jerry Gray clearly has a lot of
influence.
Are you
serious?
Yeah.
It all comes around full circle, doesn't it?
He was with the Redskins back then. They were the Redskins when he was up for the job at the University of Memphis. And I remember, like, at that time, you know, look, if that was the candidate pool, I can't say I blame Memphis because you had a guy in Jerry Gray who – had no real connection to the University of Memphis.
Yeah, man, you were trying to pull a penny, baby. Come on. He was a high-level recruiter at the time.
Man.
One of the best in the country.
Yeah.
I want to say when you got him. Like, good things were written.
Well, yes, but some guys
just aren't cut out to be, you know.
Well, what you find is that it's so much easier to recruit to LSU than it is to Memphis.
That's a big part of it. But he's done that everywhere he's been, though.
Yes.
Well, yeah, like, he's been to everywhere. Auburn, I want to say. Like, he's been all over the SEC, it feels like.
One of my only interactions, like one on one with Larry Porter, I was back working for.
Did he have a Kangol on?
He did when he got fired. He did the day he got fired. He had a Kangol.
But not
on.
During
I remember
you
that.
All's one interaction.
No, I think he just had on a regular Memphis football hat. Now at that time, I believe I was working at. I had just started at Tiger Authority. That was part of my hire. They're like, we're going to really capture Memphis football recruiting because we think there's a market for it. And I got a one-on-one with Larry, and I asked him, I was like, you know, you got a game against Arkansas State this weekend coming up. This is kind of a rivalry. And Larry looked at me and was like, this ain't no rivalry. And, man, they went out there that next weekend and got their ass handed to them by, like, 60.
Wasn't his thing the revolution? Like, yeah, join the revolution.
Yeah, join the revolution.
Bro, Hugh Freeze.
Y'all just laughed laughed too for a minute.
Bro, Hugh Freeze ran the score up on Larry that day.
Well, because I thought that's who you were going to bring up. Wasn't Hugh Freeze?
Yes, he wanted it.
Yes, he wanted it, but didn't get, you know, sort of the respect he wanted and didn't get onto that finalist list at least.
The time is now to turn dissatisfaction into action.
Man, y'all stop
Gary
laughing.
Gary Parrish in the afternoon.
Oh, this is...
Join the revolution.
Join the revolution.
Oh, this was the day that he was hosting?
Yeah, that was the clip.
That was
of the
clip you used.
I had produced that piece for...
Now, y'all stop laughing. Y'all stop laughing in your cars at Larry Porter.
2 hours with Larry in this studio, me and him, just like sitting right where you're sitting right there.
How'd that go for you?
It was the worst 2 hours of my life.
Oh, I thought it was electrifying.
This man said the worst. Y'all just kill Larry.
Listen.
Y'all just shoveling dirt on top of him. He's already gone.
Let me separate person from host of radio
this
show
man
and football
said
coach.
2 hours of his life.
He was a sweet, sweet man. And the fact that they made that happen was wonderful because it led to Justin Fuente doing the show. It led to you know, all these dudes. Memphis, great. But that man had, I mean, nothing to say.
May.
So you just kept asking questions, trying to get something out of it.
You had to figure out a way to get through it. Well, he called that dude who was working at Pittsburgh that's now on the Memphis staff or was on Fuentes' staff. There was a cat from Fichtner. Fichtner was on the show as a guest. And Fichtner was great.
Right.
You know, but
you wish you would have had Fichtner in here.
You guys know how this works. You basically host around the host and you prop them up as a guest host.
Look,
it's called positioning.
This is not a segment that we designed to just take a total dump on
Larry. I wasn't trying to crap on
Larry. Every time he comes up, y'all take a crap. And I don't like it.
I like Larry. He's fine.
But you just said the worst 2 hours of your life.
Those are
brother.
Two different things, though. You could be a nice person and still have the worst 2 hours of your life.
This man won't give him a penny's worth of credit for the talent he recruited here for Justin Fuente.
He might have
to take
set
off with.
Now, that is true.
He won't even give him a penny worth.
Yeah, I will give it a round of applause
a
for that.
A lot of it he ran off, though.
This man had players.
A lot of the talent that he recruited, he ran off. I mean, that was the issue, right?
I'm glad we're going here.
I also think he brought in Keewon Malone.
He did. Who had been at Alabama.
Yeah, he brought in Keewon
Malone.
Out of
Mitchell. I remember him well.
Justin Fuente, figured out how to use him correctly.
Man, get up out of here with that mess.
You know?
I've already told you the man could not be a head coach. He was better off being a recruiting coordinator and position coach. Okay?
I feel bad.
He was a nice
you
person. I feel bad, too. I feel bad,
y'all just dumping on him.
I'm sorry.
I feel bad. I do. I mean,
join the revolution.
He was a good man. He is a good man. There's nothing wrong with Larry Porter as a man.
No, good person.
But he's one of the worst college football coaches of all
time. I mean, abysmal.
Like, as a head coach?
Really
as a head
bad.
Coach. The full package.
It took that to get to what you had.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Through that pain.
That was one of those things where.
It's like it took Tubby. To get the penny.
There you go. There we go.
Why is it though that we have to
gotta go through
well,
pain?
Then.
Why is it that we have to go through so much pain and trials and tribulations to get to the glory? Why can't we just get to the glory part, man?
Because it don't work that way, John. Michael and the Bulls had to earn their way up. They didn't just inherit it. Magic and them folks in Detroit weren't handing it over.
Yeah.
You had to go earn it.
You had to go through Collins before you could get to Phil Jackson.
It's an absolute process.
Would you let Larry coach Hoop City second grader?
No.
You wouldn't even let him coach the second grader.
Now, I would let him recruit for us, but I would give him the offense or I would give him a position.
I would give him
a position group, the forwards or the guards.
Right.
And we're going to be strong in that area and we're going to recruit well.
Yeah.
But it was sort of, you know, the divvying out that just wasn't his thing. And then the public speaking and all that, the riling folks up, like the joining the revolution, people turned against him. They're laughing at him. Mm. Come on, man. Y'all take it easy on Larry. How much more he got to take? He helped build this thing for y'all.
Man, stop. He did not help build anything.
Well, he brought Bobby McCain, and that's where we started. And Bobby was just cut after making a ton of money in the NFL.
Here's what I'll say about Larry.
He saw that talent in Bobby.
You got to blame the administration.
It was all RC.
Yeah.
That's on RC. That ain't on Larry.
Yeah, it's just like hiring Tubby.
Larry deserved, quite frankly, he deserved the shot. He deserved the shot at where he was at that point in his career. Some folks, man, and probably would have gone a lot different. This sort of like our Scott Drew thing. If you'd gotten Hugh Freeze, what does that look like at that point? Does it look completely different? Do you get a Justin Fuente at that point? If a Hugh Freeze comes, has already been here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's that question,
I will
too.
Say, like, to borrow from Taylor Jenkins, the program was trending in the right direction under Larry. Because in his first year, they were 1-11, 0-8 in CUSA. And in his second year, they
man,
were
stop.
2-10.
We're done with that quote.
They were 1-7 in Conference USA the next year. So were they not trending in the right direction?
Quit beating up Larry.
I feel like
I have more Memphis football.
Kind of piling on now.
Yeah, you are. Y'all are down.
No, I feel like honestly, now that you've totally changed my opinion about this. He should have.
You fully, you know what?
Like Tubby, he deserved a third year.
The first
Tubby
two
was
plays,
better than
I'm reminded
him.
From Brandon.
Hey,
the first two plays were offsides.
How do you have two straight offsides?
Wasn't that UT Martin or something?
Yeah. I remember.
Whoever it was.
To start the game.
The first two plays.
And it was
like,
in Memphis.
Oh, my God.
I was at that game.
It wasn't even a hostile environment. It was here at the Liberty Bowl.
Correct. Bro, they kicked the bejesus out of that Memphis
team. It wasn't even the worst loss they took that year,
right,
though.
Y'all
Freeze spanked
y'all get off
that
Larry.
Ass.
Y'all get off Larry. Get off Bobby
Hugh
McCain.
Freeze said, you don't want to give me
Larry
the job?
Larry brought you.
Okay. Have it.
Can I defend Tubby? I don't think those two belong in the same sentence, though. As bad as Tubby was,
not even close. Because Tubby's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It was
and the job here he
it
did
was a
it
was colossal,
fit.
It was a colossal mistake on
no,
fit.
No question.
That's where the mistake was.
Yeah.
Larry Porter is just not a good head coach.
Right.
Larry Porter, who is he in terms of all-time worst Memphis coaches? Who is he in the conversation with?
Interesting.
And this could be all Memphis
Ivoroni Macaroni.
Yep, Ivoroni was awful.
He's on any list. Brutal. He's on any list right there.
That's a
I know
one.
Y'all.
Sidney Lowe.
Here we, because I can feel it coming.
McFerrin.
Y'all gonna put Fizz on this list. I can feel it coming right now. And because
Fizz made a playoff.
Because Natasha still follows
take that
us.
For data.
It's harder to do.
Fizz
right?
got to the playoffs.
There's a personal connection.
No, we feel like I think if you get to the playoffs, you don't belong on the list.
Oh,
bro, that was runoff playoffs.
Fizz,
that wasn't set up playoffs.
Fizzdale, the last time they made it.
Fizzdale getting cross with Marc Gasol was a dumb move.
Yes,
that was
I
the
agree.
Dumbest
agree.
Move.
Yes.
I mean,
but
I can't defend some of the stuff
Larry
he did.
Defend it. You can't
because
defend it.
You don't get sideways with your best player who's got all the pull in the world with the organization.
Yes.
Like that, not when you're supposed to be a player's coach. but you want Mark to fall in line. Mark was the I'm not going to fall in line type dude. And if you're a player's coach, you're supposed to feel that and not let that relationship get frosty to a point where you're not even talking. That's ridiculous as a head coach. Like, you got to figure that out. So even John making the playoffs, you could still be a bad coach.
Yeah.
You got the right thing. He was not a good coach. I don't want him at the bottom of that list, though.
Tick Price.
Since he got a playoff. Tick going to be on there probably because of some of the judgment.
Well, he also was not good.
I mean, Josh. We love him.
Man, stop. Josh cannot be on this
stop.
List.
I don't know.
Josh, wait a minute. All-time worst? No.
Josh ain't nothing but Larry Porter, okay?
He made four tournaments in a row.
He could recruit.
He made four tournaments, though. You can't put him on the list, man. Pitty has no tournaments right now. None.
I'll give you that, but, I mean, Josh did it with number one recruiting class, all that.
Well,
James Wiseman left after three
number
games.
One recruiting classes.
James left after three.
I know, but Penny did. Still.
Don't act like they wouldn't have made it if they don't have James and there's not a tournament.
Josh cannot be on the worst all time. He just can't. He made four tournaments. He won games in the tournament.
He was a young coach learning on – what are you talking about? I mean, I'm not putting him at the very bottom, but he was not a good coach at the time.
He
was stubborn even though he's young.
I agree, and that's why he left. But I'm just saying in terms – we're talking about the worst ever –
I didn't put him at the bottom, but I said in terms of bad coaches, you're associating with Memphis. Come on. I mean, by the time he was leaving,
you think Josh
people were sick
of
Josh.
Think Josh was like, yeah.
No, I think he learned from his experience and has gotten much better. No, because he started so early, he's going to go down as one of the best because of the wins. But come on.
I mean, the whole
like,
picture.
Like, that was the issue.
The whole picture, yes, I agree, especially the way it ended. He was starting.
Josh was a great recruiter when he first got here. You know,
I just
coaching
feel like
and
because Memphis has not made a tournament since Josh, like, how can we put him on this list?
I get that NCAA tournament takes
Mike
you.
Mike Singletary.
Not worse.
Awful. He wouldn't even play Johnny Manziel.
Mike might have been worse than Larry Porter.
Mike was terrible.
He might be worse than Larry Porter.
Yeah. Might be the one that's
– because he played that
but
dude.
But y'all going to put a white man down there too. I'm not going to have all the black guys
Mark
at the bottom
Irony.
Of the list.
Mark Irony already on the list.
Okay.
I
want some balance. I want some diversity in it.
No debate.
Not going to let y'all just pile on here.
And yeah, Caucasian Carson here. But
I protected Fizz. I said no Fizz. We're not putting Fizz on this list when you got a playoff to your name. Just like we're not putting Josh here when you got four NCAA tournaments to your name. We're putting Singletary on this list, though. It ain't no doubt about it. Because who did he play? Who was the quarterback he chose over Manziel?
Oh.
What was his name?
It was so frustrating.
Was it Brandon Summers?
I don't know. It was just so frustrating. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
Nobody wants to see this dude.
Why are you acting like you're out here playing in the NFL, man?
Yeah.
You made in the NFL.
Manziel signed to play. Just put him in there. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Right?
Does not matter.
No, but he was going to do it the right way. Right way. I'm Mike Singletary, and I will coach this team the way that I choose.
That got off.
You will not make me play Johnny Manziel.
That got off on the wrong foot immediately when we had him on the radio show because we asked him, you know, what was your first meal in Memphis? And he said, I didn't even eat in Memphis. I went back to Dallas.
I wouldn't eat in Memphis. I only ate in Dallas last night.
I wouldn't eat your piss poor cuisine if it was fed to me.
Oh, boy.
You guys, you plebeians in Memphis, piss poor.
Stop piling on poor coaches in Memphis and have some respect. Put some respect on the name
of
Brady White.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That was my other Memphis news that you haven't let me get to after
next
the McCain
story.
News, is that Brady White's going to be headed to rookie minicamp with the Titans.
Yay.
How long will he be there, John?
He'll get a cup of coffee and he'll move on.
Yep.
I mean, but it'll be great experience.
You know what I see for Brady White? After whatever he does here with the NFL and however long it goes.
Coaching?
Yep.
Oh.
Could be one of the great, because some of the guys who've got it, the brain, but maybe the arm ain't NFL big or whatever. Some of those guys, I mean, they end up being the best football coaches. And I just think he's got that in him if he wants it. But dude's got, 7-8 degrees?
Yeah.
He could probably be anything he wants. But I could see Coach White in the future. After he's done with his NFL thing. But I'm wishing him all the luck with the Titans.
Yeah.
Cool
yeah.
that he gets to go up there locally a couple hundred miles away, be a part of that rookie minicamp up there. Hopefully the experience is going to lend itself to something. Because unlike with some others, I know Brady will work for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, right? It'll come down to whether or not he can make all the throws, that kind of thing. But he will work for it. And he certainly got, if it comes down to between the ears and the motivation, Brady White's going to get it done.
I mean, I never really looked at Brady.
Bennett says he's their best backup already. All right.
Well, wow.
What's
Bennett.
That say about the situation? And you know, love Brady White.
I don't see him making the roster. But most of these guys, they sign them, they put them in camp, and they get a look at them. If they do something ridiculous, then they're on. But I don't see that happening for him. I hope it does.
I think he could help in somebody's quarterback room because this guy's dang smart.
He's got Logan Woodside and Deshone Kizer, former Raider, in terms of the guys that are ahead of me. It's not great,
no.
But Brady White's not better than those two. I mean, he's just not. I don't really see a path for him. Maybe.
Be awesome though.
But it feels more like practice squad ish. You know, if that's and look, you can make a living doing practice squad, right? Like there's.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's the person that's got the ability to make a living a whole bunch of different ways. It's not like your career and your future is dead set on your success at the football and professional level, like so many others.
I think it's cool that he ended up with the Titans, though. You're in state. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be a good experience for him either way. Probably give him a taste of whether or not he can get it done. He'll know in his heart. And like I said, again, you do this for a year or two. You're on scout team. Maybe you do end up third string quarterback. Good thing. Eventually, maybe you use all that knowledge as a coach. I could just see him, you know, sort of being on somebody's quarterback coach and coming up that way, like a Matt Nagy, end up being a head coach in the NFL as one of these guys that, you know, didn't make it sort of as the professional quarterback.
Right. All right, we'll take a break. Join the revolution. We're going to be joined by Jordan Mincy at 1:25.
Memphian.
He's at Jacksonville. He's the head coach there. We'll talk to him about taking that job. Obviously, there are some Memphis connections as well. We'll get into all that with him at 1:25. Jason and John, 92.5 ESPN.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up our award-winning 5G network in more places than ever. And to celebrate, we're upgrading everyone to 5G. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. It's time to upgrade your phone and your plan. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Plus, when you switch, you'll get unlimited 5G for the same price as Verizon and AT&T's limited plans. Now that's an upgrade. And just one of the reasons why T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone via 24 credits plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit required. Plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams at 480p. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi, I just wanted to call in and find out when next...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Why so serious? So where's your blast if you are wrong? And all the right ways are...
Spilled your drink? Quick! The quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This past year has been tough, but I won't let anything keep me from getting back to work. That's why I chose to buy a new scooter from My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go, and it costs less than $5 to fill up. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can get back to work or anywhere I need to go and enjoy the ride. Get started at mycityrides.org.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer,
warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153. Or visit opox.com.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines. And covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes. And get out the word. So the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
In that 08 apartment 4, I remember. We were trapping in and out the dough, I remember. Miss Shirley house breaking down them things, I remember. I used to serve my partner mama, she's a crack fiend, I remember. I remember. Hey, I ain't know no better, my, I apologize for that.
Live Love Memphis Grip and Remax Experts. Looking to buy or sell your home? That's the team you need to call. They're going to help you with that process, and it's a pretty daunting process right now. I won't lie to you. Whether you're on the buying side, the selling side, if you're buying, you want to find your home. If you're selling, you want to get top dollar for it. So let the Live Love Memphis team take care of that for you. It's what they do. They're the experts. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call Jennifer Carstensen and her team. They're the best in town, best in this county. Will be the best in DeSoto County, if you like, because they're licensed as well in Mississippi, 410-8818. They'll make the process as simple as possible. That's what they did for me 2.5 years ago. I thought it was going to be a tough process. It was not. She said, fix this, this, this. Jason, here's how much you're going to spend. Here's how much you're going to get. And I'll be danged if that's not exactly the way it went. Now, you're in a much better spot because you're in a much better market, as John alluded to. You're going to make a lot more money. But you could lose money. In terms of your potential earnings, if you get with the wrong realtor, they'll give you a bad advice. We've seen it. Jennifer's told us about it. It's true. So get with somebody that's going to give you the right advice. That's the Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com. I'd like to take this time to apologize to Josh Pastner.
Thank you.
Because he's not one of the worst.
Thank you.
There, as Julie Bardo so rightly pointed, there have been many bad white coaches. Y'all know I was looking for a little diversity there at the bottom of the shoe. We were piling on there to Larry Porter.
Well, he was bad.
And she points out Mo Ibel was awful, okay?
Yes.
And Josh made 4 straight tournaments. Now, were we questioning till the day he left whether or not the Duke could coach? Yes.
But look, that's the—
But if we're talking about bottom of the barrel, no, Josh is not in the same category as Tick or with those decisions.
And we you Mark Iveroni off the rip.
He kept the crazy around. Let's be real.
Who did?
Josh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt about that.
Okay.
That thing was a circus.
We know I'm talking about with Ron and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Jalon Kendrick?
I mean, did you just put Jalon Kendrick in the same category as Ron Bell?
Dude was crazy, man.
Man, please.
Dude was crazy.
Ron Bell was in that dude's house. Could have been behind the curtains. I'm serious, dude. He was in love with him.
You wrote a story about him.
And I don't mean in love like what I mean in love like crazy you, fan you, will kill Josh if you're not careful.
You enabled the entire situation when you wrote about it. Who asked you to write about it? From Tucson to Memphis to Houston, friend hits road. Jason Smith.
This is my Brad, it's actually my chance to be in my next Oscar winner.
What is it?
It's movie worthy. That whole deal is totally movie, and there's
and
so
I told
much
y'all this
to
before,
it. It's layered.
I remember it's Robert De Niro, The Fan.
Yes.
He's a fan of Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
That movie.
There's no question,
and
John.
That's what this reminded me of. Okay.
Yes.
And we're talking about Josh give out, Secretary give out shirts at Georgia Tech for his birthday. Ron not get a shirt. Things got crazy.
No, he's nutty. He was nutty.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not speaking out of school. That's been documented publicly in
we
by
should
your,
go back
you.
And play
oh,
the
interview
on air.
That interview, I'll
and
never
y'all,
forget.
Y'all want to get crazy
with Gary?
Yes,
I'll never forget
where he
it.
Was talking about prison and everything else.
It was bananas.
It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
It was off.
I was riveted sitting here right. calling this thing.
And then you find
listen
out the news
a con
completely
man.
Full of crap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I found out at the time, John. I'd found out before. I was trying to warn people. I said, y'all watch out. Some people.
It was great radio.
Some didn't
though.
Listen.
I was smiling.
I feel like it would be great radio now.
It was so good
because of what we know. But another time, perhaps.
Well, yeah. So you enabled that entire situation. Okay, there is no doubt about that. From Tucson to Memphis to Houston,
Josh enabled him
to support Pastner,
and that may have a key to his home, basically.
I might have been instructed to bury that body.
Like,
someplace.
Do good coaches do that, John?
What do you mean?
Do good coaches make those kind of decisions and have crazies around? Get them in trouble.